Two decades ago, when I wrote 101 Ways to Help Birds, I strongly recommended setting out pet fur as an ideal nesting material. I've seen a lot of bird nests with animal fur incorporated into the nest linings, and I've watched chipping sparrows pluck fur from my golden retriever Bunter, and chickadees and titmice taking it from road-killed rabbits and squirrels. When I wrote the book, most pet fur was still pretty natural, but now flea and tick preventatives like the pill I give my dog Pip once a month lace our pets' fur with pesticides. In the United States, there is virtually no funding for the kind of research that can determine whether harms to birds using this fur are offset by the possibility of reducing the number of mites, lice, and flies hurting nestlings. So up until now, I didn't have a clue whether to amend my recommendation or not. A 2025 study published in the UK clarifies this issue. The researchers examined the fur lining in 103 nests of blue and great tits, species chosen because, like our own chickadees and titmice, they virtually always line their nests with fur. The scientists found that in every single nest, the fur was contaminated with at least two pesticides in common veterinary use to protect livestock and pets from insect bites. But are those pesticides actually dangerous for the birds? The researchers discovered that the more of these pesticides present in a nest, the fewer eggs produced and the higher the chick mortality. So when it comes to setting out fur from treated pets for your local nesting birds now, please just say no. Permethrin was one of the three most prevalent and dangerous pesticides for the nesting birds in the study. It was found in 89% of the nests. This pesticide is not just used for pets. It's used to treat head lice for humans and often sprayed on clothing to protect us from bug bites. When she was little, our own daughter had a rare and dangerous reaction to every single mosquito bite. We didn't want to put repellents on her skin, so we sprayed a shirt with permethrin that we could put over her clothing when she played outside. It worked, but Russ and I both hated applying it. We obviously couldn't spray it in the house, but there are also risks to doing it outdoors. We'd wait for a day with no wind and drape the garment over our fence with newspapers beneath to catch as much of the residue as possible so little would fall on our lawn where robins fed. But it still felt dangerous. It wasn't until years afterward that we discovered pre-treated clothing, usually with a buzz-off trademark, that seemed much safer. In 2016, I found out about the Insect Shield company, which provides that buzz-off treatment. The Insect Shield process binds the permethrin to fibers in a way that spraying cannot, so a single treatment stays effective for the life of the garment or up to 80 washes, reducing the overall amount of permethrin used per garment. I sent them a few shirts and pairs of pants for treatment before I went to Peru and Uganda back then. I'm still wearing those items, and this year, before my trip to Guyana, I had a few more items treated, including socks and lightweight sun protection gloves. I was the only person in our group who didn't get a single chigger bite. I tend to keep clothing for a long time. I still have and wear items I bought back in the 1970s and 80s. Now that we know permethrin really is harming birds, when I do discard old clothing that was treated, I'll be very careful to wrap it tightly in plastic before putting it in the garbage to end up in the landfill. My little dog Pip does not shed, but if you do get wads of pet fur from brushing or trimming, dispose of it in the same way. Don't set it out for nesting birds, and don't compost it. Environmental issues are growing ever more complex, even as climate change is making insect-borne diseases ever more prevalent. Yet profit-focused corporate entities and anti-regulation billionaires keep pressuring government to cut back on pesticide research and regulations, even as our Secretary of Health and Human Services closes his eyes to the evisceration of the EPA to focus his attention on limiting our access to life-saving vaccines. I sure wish I could tell him to buzz off. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.